He was dreaming he was conducting the New York Philharmonic, easing them through those tricky bars in the finale of Mahler's Eighth, the lead first violinist giving him her special smile, the entire audience holding its collective breath when he heard smash, glass breaking, in the real world. He jolted awake, his eyes wide open in the pitch black, and glanced at the glowing digits of the alarm clock. 3 o'clock in the morning. Quickly he pulled the phone plugs from his ears, straining to hear the sounds of the house, the click-tick of the central heating, the radiators cooling. Outside, somewhere in the village, the faint sound of a car. Next to him, the steady rise and fall of Harriet's breathing, a slight snort. Nothing unusual there. But then, a thunk, a noise he recognised, the way you know all the sounds of your own house, a kind of audio map of the familiar.